Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show with Kelsey Ballerini tickets coming up in less than 10 minutes. That doesn't suck, but let's talk about some other sucky, scarier things. I was just telling you how my basement flooded and that kind of sucked. So I'm going to throw out a scenario. You choose which one of these sucky things you would prefer, which one you'd rather have.
Oh, boy.
So coming home from vacation and you forget to take out the garbage.
Oh!
So the place just stinks. Mm. Or you forgot to mess with the thermometer and it's like super cold out and so the place is freezing and you're probably sitting in it for like 6 hours just freezing.
Oh, definitely I would rather take the thermostat problem. I like the house cold anyway.
Really?
I can handle a temperature issue. I cannot handle a bad smell.
Yeah.
Well, what's with the blanket every single day? I didn't
Great.
Know you like
Let
it cold.
Let me wrap myself up. What can you do if your house smells terrible?
Right. I was going to say, you can open your windows up. That's going to take forever. You may never get that smell out of your house. I'll go
you
with cold.
You should move at that point.
Yes, yes.
You should move.
Yeah, I feel like with the smell, even if like you'll kind of get used to it after a while, and your house might smell like that forever. So you're going to have people over in like a month, and they're going to be like, oh my gosh, what does that smell?
Right.
And that's really embarrassing.
How long is your vacation? 1 week vacation? I feel like it's not going to smell like that forever. I feel like...
A hint of it.
I feel like it smells really bad, and I hate terrible smells. But
apparently not.
You take it out, and then you just get used to it. For like, and then it goes away eventually. It's 7 hours of sitting in the cold. No way. I ain't doing that.
You sure?
I think like
I just bought a heated blanket. I'll be fine.
After like 10 minutes, I think I'm okay.
I eat a lot of fish in my house. I'm just saying.
Your partner argues with you for 24 hours straight. You guys are just texting, fighting, yelling at each other. Or they give you the silent treatment for a week.
Oh, absolutely not. Never, ever, ever could I handle the silent treatment. That put me in purgatory. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I can't do the silent treatment. Yeah. I'd rather be fighting than not talking.
Yeah, even if you're fighting for 24 hours, at least you like know where you stand.
Yeah, I hate the everyone hated the silent treatment. Okay.
Oh, man, that's my nightmare.
Silent treatment is like everyone was like, give me the garbage and the cold at the same time. Showing up to an event and realizing you're wildly underdressed, or you show up to an event and you're overdressed.
Ooh.
Both are super awkward. You're like all suit tied up, gown up, but everyone's like in like sweatpants.
That's a hard one.
Or, you know, you're in your sweatpants and everyone's got a gown on.
You know, I'd rather be overdressed.
Overdressed?
Yeah, I think, and especially for a guy, we have ways to make ourselves quickly like look underdressed.
Or
we can
casual.
Take the tie off. We can take the coat off.
That's a solid point, Kev.
You know, so
I
it's
don't
a little bit
know.
Easier.
I think I might want to be underdressed because then I can just play it off as like, oh my gosh, I had to rush over here. I had this emergency or something. Because if
then
you're
it looks like you don't care.
But if you're overdressed, then it's like all anybody says to you. They're like, oh my gosh, you're so dressed up, and you're like, yeah, stop.
Yeah, then they're just envious of you.
No, it's like a weird thing.
I feel like nobody mentions if you're in sweatpants. They just like look at you.
Yeah,
but like everyone
they
mentions
definitely,
it.
Right? I think both get judged.
Okay, I think both get judged. That's why
only one is silent judging. Yep.
Yes, there's a good point. Mm-hmm. The other thing about underdressed is you're way more comfortable.
That's
like,
true.
If you're going down, I'd rather go down comfy. Like, y'all in your gowns and stuff, I got sweatpants on. That sucks. Well, whatever.
Oh, there's nothing worse than your outfit not matching the vibe. That freaks me out.
Finding texts where your partner is complaining about you to someone else. So all of a sudden you look at it and he or she is just venting. Oh, Hannah sucks, blah, blah, blah. Or finding out your partner's family is complaining about you behind your back.
Oh, my gosh. Both make me sick to my stomach. I'd rather have the family complain about me because they're not the one dating me.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good point. I'll take, though, the texts, because then you're like, yeah, I do those things. Yeah, she's right. Yeah, that's what, you know, if you the family, you never go against the family, Hannah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I agree with Kev. I don't know.
You'd rather have
your partner turn against you?
But they're not turning against you. They're just letting their friend, they're venting.
They probably have
no,
a reason
venting,
to vent.
No, I've had this happen to me before. Have Let you? Me tell you, it's a terrible experience.
No, at least you can confront them, though.
Right.
Like, I would feel weird confronting the family.
That's right. Exactly.
It doesn't really matter.
No, yes, it does. How am I going to tell my father-in-law, hey, look, I know you love taking my trash. I'm so sorry for upsetting you.
I think I'd rather have the family not like me and complain about me.
Really?
You could have your partner stick up for you.
I think the venting,
the family.
I'm sure my wife has to vent about me all the time. If I'm married to me, she probably needs to do a lot of venting, right?
Right.
But I think, like, if your family doesn't like you and they're complaining about you all the time, like, you can't repair that. Right?
I wouldn't be able to, like, repair if I knew my partner was talking bad about me.
All right, last one. Accidentally sending a revealing photo to your boss. Like, AB will text Hannah, say, hey, my boobs look great today. Apparently they do this. So AB sends that text message and it goes to our boss. Or our boss accidentally sends a revealing photo to you.
Wow. Absolutely, I'd rather be the one to accidentally send something.
Oh, you'd rather
receive.
Your boss right. see your boobs?
Why does it have to be boobs?
What else are you showing?
Are you wanting to show something else instead? Yeah.
No, yeah, well, I'm just saying.
Like, here's my butt. Maybe it's a butt shot.
No,
I don't know.
I don't know.
You have to pay.
I don't know. I would, no, I don't want to see my boss.
Okay, so
no.
you
well, I don't want him to see me right. either, but.
You're going to pick you?
I mean, if it's a situation like AB where she's like, oh, my boobs look good today, I feel like I could send that to JR.
I don't think you can, but she would have resources and says, no, you can't. I feel like I can't.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think our bosses are pretty cool. I think they'd understand it, and I've been known as the meme king.
So for me, it's just
a meme.
Yeah, oops. I think I would rather send something because knowing our boss, like, if I got something of his, I don't think it would ever be talked about. It would just be weird lingering in the air. But if I accidentally sent something, he would just make fun of me.
I mean, that would be the best content ever for our show.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I would rather get it, receive it. I don't think anyone wants to see me. So he'd be
you
like,
want to see him?
I think he would prefer to never see me. Like, eventually, this would come up when my contract is up. Like, I know what you're working with, and we cannot renew your
There's
contract.
There's no repairing.
Oh, wow.
They might fire me after I send that picture.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.